Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Baaloscha. According to the Chinuch, Parshas Baaloscha contains five mitzvos, three positive and two restrictions. I once heard Rav Soloveitchik, Zichron Livracha, describe Parshas Baaloscha as a kind of roller coaster. What does that mean? It means that we're going up, and ouch, we're going down. You can feel, on the one hand, the up, when Moshe, in this week's parasha, towards the end of Perek Yud, Moshe says to his father-in-law, "Come with us, Nosim Anachnu." Those two words have such a powerful, positive ring to them. He's saying, we're journeying, we're going, we are pumped, we are about to go to Eretz Yisrael. Come, join us, we'll give you land, etc. Now, whether or not Yisrael actually goes, according to many, he does not. This is just one slight point on the way, demonstrating the positive. And then, unfortunately, as we know, we have in Baaloscha two psukim that are bounded by the inverted nun. The letter nun, the nunim hafuchos, that look like brackets. And Rashi cites the Gemara in Shabbos 116a, a very powerful piece that the Gemara teaches, that these two brackets, or nun, are telling us, whoa, that these two verses, Ein Zeh Mekomon, this is not really where these two verses belong. Where do they belong? So it's worth the effort. Take my word for it. Nun is the Hebrew letter for 50. Go back 50 paragraphs from chapter 10, starting with Pasuk Lamed Hei, and if you look at the psuchos and stumos, literally the paragraphs, be it the line of that paragraph, the end of the paragraph is open psuchos or closed stumos, take a guess. How many paragraphs back does this actually belong? And the answer is 50. Now, where are you 50 paragraphs back? You are in chapter 2 of the book of Bamidbar. And there the Torah is describing for us how the Jewish people traveled. And we know there were four camps. The first camp to travel was that of Machane Yehuda. And the second camp to travel was Machane Reuven, the camp of Reuven, and in the middle of the first two camps, before the last two camps of Ephraim and Dan, there is that one verse in chapter 2, verse 17, Venosa, Ohel Moed, that the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, the sanctuary, traveled, that was Machane Leviim, among, or literally in the middle. Good. So this is where, when the Torah is talking about the traveling of the sanctuary, that's where it belongs, the two psukim of Vahibin Soaro and Ubenu Choyomar. Now we are most familiar with these two psukim, for every time we take out the Torah, to read the Torah, Monday morning, Thursday morning, Shabbos afternoon, we recite these verses. First verse when we take out, and the second verse when we put back the Torah. But the Gemara says, Ein ze mekoman, and not, guess what? The Rambam teaches us a fascinating idea that the Torah that we have, lo se mochlefes, will never be changed. Every letter of the Torah that we have now will be there to greet Moshiach. However, there's going to be one difference, namely that these two psukim from Vayhi ben Soa and Vanucho Yomar, they're not going to be here. They're going to be, once again, in chapter 2, where they belong contextually. Now, why are they here? So, again, citing the Gemara, Shabbos 116a, Lahafsik, to literally make a separation between Puranos the Puranos, between two negative, sad events that the Torah did not want to put one right after the other. And therefore, as a buffer between them, you have these two psukim. Now, interestingly, why does the Torah put the letter Nun after Rukh? The Torah could have put any letter. It could have been a Pei, could have been a Samach. Why specifically the letter Nun? So, there is a very interesting, insightful commentary of the Tzror HaMor, who I believe was a Talmud of the Rashba. I heard a very nice shiur by Baruch Simon, one of the Rosh Yeshiva at Rabbeinu Yitzchak Yochanan, and I hope I will do justice to the essence of his shiur. Now he quotes the Tzror HaMor, who says very interestingly, now we know that there are two Puranos, there are two negativities. Now what are these negativities? So he says, the first one the rabbis tell us is Vayisu Mehar Hashem. This is the season of quote-unquote graduations, school ending for many. So Vayisu Mehar Hashem, they literally traveled from the mountain of Hashem, and Rashi tells us, ouch, Ketinok HaBoreach Mibeis HaSefer. Rabban quotes this, like a child who runs away from yeshiva, who runs away from school, because, maybe there'll be more homework. And the child instinctively would rather play. So here, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, lest Hashem will give us more mitzvos. So this is the first. Indeed, some say that there are three, and the Torah doesn't want to put three puranos, three negativities, one next to the other. So the next one we encounter is the following, that they traveled from the mountain of Hashem, Derech Shloshes Yomim, which means a distance of 3 days. And Rashi tells us, Mahalach Shloshes Yomim, a distance of 3 days, Hochu B'Yom Echad. They traveled in 1 day, but normally it would take them 3 days. Shehoyah Kodesh Baruch Hu Chafetz, God wanted Lachnisam La'aretz, to bring them to Eretz Yisrael Miyad, immediately, as quickly as possible. And they, were complaining, They took this the wrong way. Now, how is it that they were able to, were they all in such good shape that they were able to travel so quickly? And the answer to that, we know, is that they were miraculously surrounded for the 40 years in the desert by the Anane Kovod, by the clouds of glory, which gave them air conditioning by day, heat by night, and whoa, now this enabled them to literally go beyond the normal speed limit. So it was through and with the Anane Kovod that they were able to accomplish this. The people, instead of being grateful for this miraculous accompaniment by Hashem, ouch, what comes right after Ibn Shoa? The very beginning of chapter 11, Pahir Om Kinesonimim, the people were looking to complain. And what says the Tzur HaMor were they complaining about? Once again, they're complaining about the Anane Kavod. Oh my goodness. So he suggests sharply, why the letter Nun? Because the letter Nun is, and two Nunim are found twice in the word Anan, cloud. Clouds that they were complaining about. And therefore, there's one Nun before, one Nun after, alluding to the fact that they were complaining about the Anane Kavod. Now, let's move to Parshas Chukas. I know it's Paralosva, but I'm going to show you a delicious Sfas Emes. Where are you in Chukas? You are in chapter 20. Bring this to the table tonight. Mark down or mark the page. Chapter 20, verse Pasuk 14. Revi. Now listen carefully. The Jewish people are at the border of Edom. They respectfully request permission to pass through the land of Edom, as opposed to going to Eretz Yisrael in a more circumlocutious way. And they even say, come on, watch this. We had it first. The whole concept of Poland spring water. Take a look. The Torah says in chapter 20, verse 17, let us pass through, and we're not going to use the miraculous well of Miriam. No nishtem me be'er. We're not going to use our own water. We'll pay you for any water that we will need and drink while we pass through your territory. And what does the Edom respond? Vayomer elav Edom in Pasuk 18, Lo sa'avor bi. Very clearly, you will not pass through me. And they threaten. Pen bacherev etzel korsecha. You make an attempt and I will come against you with the sword. Now, that's not where it ends. Take a look, very important. Says the Sfas Emes in verse 19. They try a second time. Edom already said no, and they say, wait, let's try this tactic. They say, Bamsila Nale, we will go on the highway, and we're not going to cause any disturbances to your fields, etc. Now look at the end of 19. Rakein Dovor Biraglai Evora. What does that mean? Let us pass through on foot. What's the alternative? By train? What's going on here? Says the Sfas Emes something fantastic. Sfas Emes says as follows. Edom says no. What are they offering again? Ouch. hard for me to say this. If the Svasemis wouldn't say it, I don't have the chutzpah to say this. But they are now offering and thinking, why is Edom saying no? Because we have the Anane Kavod. And they're afraid what kind of an effect these clouds will have upon their terrain, their territory, etc. So basically, they are offering to go biraglai, literally on our feet, what will not be under us? The Anane Kavod, which had protected them all the time from snakes and scorpions, etc. They were willing to give it up. Ouch. Besides the fact that Edom doesn't allow them, and he comes with a mighty army to protect and to stop them. But here's the ouch. Immediately after their second request, we will come without the Anane Kavod. What does the Torah tell us? Starting Pasuk 22 in chapter 20, Aaron dies. Moshe is to bring him up to Hor HaHor, and there Aaron dies. Why does Aaron die here? Says the Svasemis. Wow. The Gemara in Tanis Kaftes tells us that it was in the merit of the three great siblings that the Jewish people had, the three miraculous accompaniments in the desert. In the merit of Moshe, they had the Man. In the merit of Miriam, they had the Be'er, the well. And in the merit of Aaron, they had the Anane Kavod, the clouds. Ouch. You don't appreciate what Hashem gives you, you lose it. And that's why Aaron dies over here. What a powerful lesson comes out of Parshas Bahalosfa, where they complain about the clouds. What comes out of Parshas Chukas, where they're willing to give up the clouds. We have to learn this lesson. Hashem gives us so many blessings. If we use it, wow, we get more. But if we, God forbid, abuse it, don't use it, we lose it. The pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Aser to Aser, you are to tithe, you are to give, Maser Rishon, Maser Sheni, all the various tithes. Now watch. If the Baal Kori reads it Aser to Aser, he read it correctly. But the Talmud says it's also to be understood Aser to Asher, by giving a tenth, by giving of your produce to Mr. Cohen, to Mr. Levy, to the Yerushalayim, to the poor. Listen carefully. By so doing, by your giving of yours, Hashem will give you more. But if unfortunately, as the Tosfos at the top of Tes Amar Aleph in Tanis teaches us, that if a person keeps it for himself, doesn't realize that the blessing that he has is to share with others, then unfortunately, if you don't use it properly, you lose it. What a powerful lesson we learn from Parshas Bahalosfa /Chukas. Shabbat Shalom to all.